It is also during rest that most healing takes place. Most people do not get enough rest, and the rest that they do get is not full and deep. Now, there are three elements of proper rest. Number one, the time in which you rest. Now, the most optimum time for the body to rest is when the sun is no longer shining. Ideally, a person would rest and sleep when the sun goes down and arise when the sun comes up. This is the natural cycle. However, most people's lifestyles do not allow this. Therefore, they are resting and sleeping at non-optimal times. Now, each week, a lunar cycle occurs, starting at sundown every Friday and ending at sundown every Saturday. This period is the absolute most ideal for the body to recharge and rejuvenate. And we're talking about the Sabbath from a biblical standpoint, but I'm not really discussing that. It just happens to be, ironically, that if you were to rest Friday at sundown and totally just relax and rest, don't do anything at all, just you know, don't watch TV, just totally de-stress during Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown, that's the optimal time for the body to completely rejuvenate. And the amount of rejuvenation that occurs in the cells during that 24-hour period, if you rest, it can be more than an entire month. So it's absolutely an incredible, ideal time to rest. Number two, the amount of hours you rest. Although every person is different, it appears that every person operates better when getting 8 hours of sleep. People operate worse if they receive fewer or more. The majority of people sleep less than 8 hours and then try to catch up occasionally, you know, like on the weekends, I'll try to sleep more. This practice does not allow optimal recharging and rejuvenation of the cells in your body. Number three, rest and sleep should be deep. Most people toss and turn at night. The ideal situation is that you virtually do not move for the entire sleep time. When sleep is full and deep, brainwave activity can occur, which stimulates the healing process and rejuvenation throughout the body. A person who snores wakes themselves up an average of 300 times per night. A person who snores never gets into the deepest level of sleep, and thus their body is never operating at optimal levels. And there is, by the way, an all-natural cure for snoring. Now, there is a difference between simply sleep and rest. The body can rest without going to sleep. Most people never take a rest during the day. The common pattern of waking up, working all day nonstop, going to bed late, never getting a full, deep 8 hours of peaceful sleep results in a body that slowly begins to break down and never really has a chance to heal and recharge. If you were to take a battery-powered device and leave it on until the battery died and compare that to turning the device on for a period of time, then off for a period of time, repeating this process several times, you would find the battery life can be as high as twice as long as nonstop usage. The body is very much like a battery. The body operates almost identically, utilizing electric current throughout. It must be given a chance to rest. If a person does nothing else but just got proper rest and sleep, their energy levels would skyrocket, and the amount of illness and disease they experience would dramatically go down. Now, let's talk about your thoughts. Thoughts are things. Your body is, in fact, a powerful electromagnetic transmitter and receiver of energy. Every thought you have can have a powerful impact on the cells in your body. Positive, high vibration thoughts can rid your body of disease, and negative, stressful, low vibration thoughts can give your body disease. Now, science does not believe that thoughts can have any profound effect on your health. Medical science believes that thoughts could never alone cure or cause any disease. That's what medical science says. However, it is interesting to point out that medical science cannot dispute the placebo effect. As a matter of fact, medical science admits and uses the fact that the placebo effect exists. But what is the placebo effect? The placebo effect is when a person is given a, quote, placebo, which is, in effect, nothing. Yet, their disease is cured. Let me say that again. The placebo effect is a person is given a placebo. He is told it's a drug, a powerful drug that will cure your cancerous tumor. But it's a placebo. There's nothing in it. It's not a drug at all. They're lying to him. And this person takes this nothing, this you know, pill filled with zero, nothing. It's not a drug. He takes it, and the cancerous tumor is cured. The disease is cured. This occurs because the patient believes that what he is taking will cure the disease. The bottom line is his thoughts cure the disease. Now get this. This happens in as many as 40% of the cases. Imagine 40% of the time a person with a dreaded, in many cases, quote, incurable disease, cures himself with his own thoughts. And this is under the watchful eye of the scientific medical community. Even the FDA admits this. Yet remember, even though they admit this, our friends at the FDA still say, and they've made up the law, that only a drug can cure, prevent, or treat a disease. How insane. Thoughts can heal, but they can also cause sickness and disease. Stress, which could be defined as negative thoughts, cause the body to become acidic, thus creating the environment for illness and disease. These negative thoughts can be conscious or unconscious in nature. Many of these negative thoughts are trapped in stressful or traumatic incidences from your past. Several prominent doctors have found that the vast majority of people with cancer have an incident in their past that caused tremendous grief, the emotion of grief. Individuals who have heart attacks are found to have suppressed anger. It is interesting to note the correlation between certain emotions and certain diseases. The stress of living in today's environment is higher than at any time in history. Driving a car, for example, raises stress levels in the body up to 1,000 times normal levels just by driving a car. It depends, of course, where you drive. You know, in Los Angeles or New York, it probably goes up a lot higher. I mean, the drivers are insane. When a person is driving a car combined with talking on a cell phone, stress levels can go up as high as 5,000 times the norm. Walking, conversely, actually reduces stress. Worrying about money, arguing with relatives, friends, and coworkers, watching scary, gruesome movies and television shows, reading the news, all increase stress levels dramatically, although you really don't notice it, but it does. The good news is this can be reversed. Dr. Caldwell of Germany has the highest cancer success rate in the country of Germany. He's treated over 35,000 patients, mostly terminal cancer patients, without drugs or surgery, but rather by using techniques to simply reduce stress, in effect correcting a person's thinking. He has cured more people of cancer than any person in German history. Think about it. No drugs, no surgery, not even any herbs or anything taken orally, just by working on thoughts. 35,000 terminal cancer patients, or mostly terminal cancer patients, highest success rate of cancer cure, simply by working on stress levels. That's powerful. That's unbelievable. That's front page news, but we're not hearing about it. Amazing, isn't it? Dr. Norman Cousins wrote the book, The Anatomy of an Illness, where he documented how laughing, which reduces stress, without drugs and surgery, put his cancer in complete remission. Earl Nightingale discovered what he called the strangest secret. You become what you think about. Positive thoughts and low amounts of stress create an alkaline pH in the body, meaning you virtually can never get sick. Negative thoughts and emotions and high levels of stress cause the body to become acidic, leading to illness and disease. Now let's talk about what you say. Words have power. Most people speak words that increase body stress and turn the body's pH from alkaline to acidic. Words can change the way we think and feel. Researchers have concluded that speaking the correct form of words and thinking the correct thoughts actually can change a person's DNA. Of all of these things, I believe the most important are what we think and what we say. In other words, when we look at what you eat, you know, what goes in through your mouth, what you eat and drink, what you put in your skin, elimination, detoxing, of all the things I mentioned so far about why we get sick and what causes toxicity, I believe the most important are what you think and what you say. I think they can be more powerful than all the others combined, which is really significant. If you look at people today around the world that have no disease and no illness, there are virtually no common denominators. Nobody can look to a person's genetic disposition. You can't look at a person's diet because they vary so greatly. Some of these people smoke. Some of them eat monkeys raw. Some of them eat dairy products. Some are vegetarians. Some do exercise. Some don't. Others just walk. They generally all do sleep very well. But the most obvious common denominator of people who live long, like live to be 100 years old without illness and disease, is how they think and how they talk. They are generally very positive, optimistic individuals. They don't take life very seriously. And they care about things not that much. They are optimistic and they are lighthearted. They greet each day in a spirit of thankfulness. Attitude really makes the difference. Thoughts do affect the body, and thoughts can dramatically affect your health. From a biological standpoint, what does this really mean? Think of it this way. The body has what is known as the immune system. The immune system fights off any imbalance or disease, virus, germs, and bacteria. If your body's immune system is strong, if you happen to catch any bacteria or virus, which you will, that's normal, your body simply fights it off, and you never even notice that you were exposed or had that particular virus or bacteria or germ. When your immune system is weak, you are susceptible to showing the symptoms of succumbing to that particular virus or bacteria. So the summary, in very general, very simplistic terms, is this. The reason why you are sick is because you are putting more toxins and chemicals in your body. These toxins and chemicals are not coming out of your body because we are not eliminating things like we should. We are exercising more, but we are not walking. And walking is the major form of exercise which gives you the most health benefits. We are not resting enough, so our body doesn't have a chance to rejuvenate and recharge. Our thoughts are more negative because of the images we are getting from television, magazines, newspapers, and movies. Think about the kids' games that they are playing and how horrific those images are. The sounds we are hearing are not life-enhancing, but are actually having a powerful adverse effect on our physiology, turning our body from alkaline to acidic. And we are being bombarded by more electronic, electromagnetic chaos from cell phones, microwaves, satellite waves, electronic devices, computers, televisions, etc. We drive more than ever before, and our stress levels due to that keep going up and up, causing our bodies to become more acidic, more toxic, and giving us a whole environment which is conducive to sickness and disease. Our immune systems are being suppressed, and we are becoming more susceptible to illness. And specifically, the drugs that we are taking are making our immune systems weaker and putting so many toxins in the body that they are in fact causing many additional illnesses. You'll notice that every major illness that we face today, those that most people are popping drugs for, are in fact not bacteria and viruses. We aren't catching them. We're developing them in our body. They're actually self-inflicted. If your body's immune system was strong and healthy, when you are exposed to the viruses and bacteria, which we all are every day, our body would simply handle it and we wouldn't even notice. If you did have a scratchy throat, if you did have some sniffles or a cough, which you'll all get, it would maybe last a few hours or a day at the most. You wouldn't have to take a drug. Your body would handle it and deal with it and become stronger because of it. That's the natural way your body reacts. We forget that many of the symptoms we have are actually our body's own defense mechanisms working properly. So we go out and take drugs to try to suppress the symptom. A good example is a fever. You know, you have a fever, your body is raising its temperature to fight off some danger, to fight off something that's wrong. But what we do is go out and take something to reduce the fever. That allows the invaders to take over. The problem with medical procedures, the problem with drugs and surgery, is all they do is try to solve or eliminate or suppress a symptom. They never ask, what's the cause? If you have a fever, don't say you need to get rid of the fever. Ask yourself what's causing the fever. Keep asking and keep asking and keep asking that question. What caused that? By eliminating the symptom, you just suppress the real cause of the problem, thus causing it to get worse. If you're driving your car and your oil light goes on, you wouldn't say, my oil light's on. I need to get my oil light to go off. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll unscrew the bulb. Ah, now the oil light is no longer illuminated. You haven't solved the problem, have you? You got rid of the symptom. There's no more illumination of the oil light, but the reason the light went on is still there. You may drive that car then for another few weeks before it seizes up. Your body is the same way. If you have a headache, you shouldn't say, let me eliminate the pain of the headache. You should ask yourself, what's causing your body to do that? Find the cause. When you do this, you are addressing the root cause of problems and not just treating symptoms. Medical science, medical doctors, drugs, and surgery only treat and suppress symptoms. The question that always comes up for me is there a place for drugs and surgery? And I have to say, absolutely yes, there is a place. I have to applaud the medical community because they have developed some of the best methods to date of keeping a person alive in the event of a trauma, an accident, or an emergency situation. If we go with the theory that we always ask, what's the cause, and not just treat the symptom, then we can use drugs and surgery as they should be used. And here's a good example. I'm walking in my garden and I step on a nail. I rush myself to the emergency room and say, quick, I stepped on a nail. It was a rusty nail. I'm bleeding. I'm in pain. Help. The doctor says that you may have some infection and gives you some ointment that will kill the bacteria to make sure you don't get infected, some type of drug that will stop the bleeding, and he'll sew me up with a surgical procedure to handle the wound. The reason that that is acceptable is because the cause of my problem is known. I stepped on a nail. We don't have to address the cause. I'm not going to step on the nail again. It's not going to repeat itself. We know what the cause is. Once we know what the cause is, we can handle the emergency symptoms and suppress those symptoms once we know what the cause is. And that's a good example of using drugs and surgery. If you're in a car wreck and your head is smashed against the windshield, we know what the cause was, okay? The cause of the trauma was your head went flying into the windshield. That's not going to repeat itself. So drugs and surgery can solve the symptom. But if you develop a tumor, drugs and surgery aren't the answer because then they're going, oh, tumor, let's get rid of it. No, stop. What caused the tumor? You have to go for what was the cause. And that's really the thing. And that's really what we have to think about. See, if a person has cancer, don't say, cancer cells, let me cut them out. Let me shoot them full of radiation, chemotherapy. Let's give this guy some drugs. Ask yourself why cancer is growing in the body. The answer is the body's acidic. Then the question is, what's causing the body to become acidic? Let's find out what is going into the body, what is coming out of the body, how the person's thinking, how he's exercising, how he's resting, and what he's saying. Let's turn this around in a very simple way, and then the cancer goes away. You reduce stress, you strengthen the immune system, and the body becomes alkaline, and disease can't exist. The conclusion then is that people get sick because, one, we are putting too many toxins in our body and not flushing the toxins out. That means your body is toxic and your body becomes acidic, which is an environment for disease. And number two, we are not putting in our body enough of the necessary nutrients, and the nutrients that are going in are not being absorbed. This means everyone is nutritionally deficient. I haven't even talked about that in this chapter, but that's really the second part of it. Since all matter consists ultimately of energy, in simplistic terms, the cause of all disease is then energetic imbalances. This can be defined as stress. When this occurs, we are susceptible to germs, bacteria, and viruses, and our bodies prematurely age and develop a vast array of disease and medical problems. Now, let's talk about, if this is the reasons why we develop all these illnesses and disease, let's talk about how you can never get sick again. And then later, we'll be talking about the specific cures for the various symptoms you may have that are all natural and non-drug related. Chapter 6, How to Never Get Sick Again. You can call this chapter How to Cure Every Disease, How to Live Healthy and Disease-Free Forever, How to Be Young Forever, How to Have Dynamic, Vibrant Health, How to Live to be 100 years old. You can call this chapter anything you want, but basically this chapter will give you the information to potentially eliminate any illness or disease you may currently have and prevent any illness and disease in the future. This information will also allow you to potentially slow down and even reverse the aging process. Keep in mind that I am not a medical doctor. I have no medical training whatsoever. If you are currently being treated by a medical doctor, make sure they are informed as to what you are doing. I cannot diagnose or treat anyone's medical conditions. I present this information for educational purposes only. And keep in mind, the information is strictly my opinion and based on the information currently available to me. I believe everything to be 100% truthful and accurate. Now, right now, you, if you're listening to this, either have some known illness or disease, such as cancer, diabetes, or something, or you claim to be healthy. If you claim to be healthy, you probably still experience the normal occasional headaches, aches and pains, fatigue, indigestion, colds, flus, heartburn, constipation, you know, those type of things. So-called healthy people believe that these occasional medical conditions are normal. They aren't. They're not normal. A healthy person has little, if any, body odor because there's no toxins coming out, see? They have no bad breath. A healthy person has no foot odor. A healthy person's urine and stool that doesn't smell. A healthy person sleeps soundly and deeply. A healthy person has no dandruff or skin rashes. They're not depressed or stressed. They rarely, if ever, get colds, flus, heartburns, aches, and pains. Truly healthy people are full of energy and vitality and never have to take a non-prescription or prescription drug because they virtually never have any symptoms that would require them to take a drug. So in reality, every one of you listening to this is unhealthy to some degree. I can assure you that if you continue to do what you always have, your physical health will slowly begin to deteriorate and you will get more sickness and more disease and your energy levels will continue to go down. And the only thing that'll go up is your increased use of drugs, both prescription and non-prescription. And the only people that'll be happy is the drug companies because they'll be making more money on you. Now, some people always ask, if everything I say in this book is true, well, how did Aunt Millie live to be 85 years old? Well, first, I would say that I would like to offer my condolences for Aunt Millie's premature death. It is sad to see someone die so young, at only 85. You see, I believe that the human body, like all mammals, should live to be well over 100 years old. When you compare the lifespans of virtually all mammals, they live well in excess of what would be equivalent of 120 human years. So dying at 85, to me, is dying pretty young. Now, secondly, Aunt Millie lived the first half of her life during a time where the amount of toxins being put into the food supply and into her body was a fraction of what it is today. I hear a lot about the alleged fact that we are living longer now than ever before. Now, folks, this is categorically not true. Yes, it is true that people lie in nursing homes and in hospital beds, hooked up to life support devices to keep that physical body alive for years and years. But realistically, these people aren't living. The statistics on lifespan are fraudulent and false, and in most cases made up. The fact of the matter is, a person 100 years old should be strong, flexible, full of life and energy, and have the physical capacity of what the average 40-year-old has today. It is amusing to me when you hear the American Medical Association classify someone in their 50s as being older and someone in their 60s as being old. The most amazing part of this is that it's assumed that as you get older, it is normal for you to be on some type of medication on a consistent, regular basis. That's normal. It's not true. So the bottom line is, if you're listening to this, realistically, we could say this. You're either very sick. You know, you're listening to this and you got cancer, you got diabetes, you got heart disease, you got lupus, you got MS, you got some serious medical problem that you know about. It's being treated. Okay. Either A, you're very sick. B, you're somewhat sick. You know, you know you're a little sick, but there's nothing major, but there's some sickness that you're dealing with on a regular or consistent basis. Or C, you're about to get sick. So, it's hard to find a truly healthy person. The good news is there is a way out of this mess. Now, let's examine where you are right now. Let's go back and just make sure we understand. Right now, you have to understand, if you listen to everything I said, you have to realize that you, right now, listening to this, you are full of toxins. You have this overabundance of toxins in your system. That's number one. Number two, you're also deficient in the necessary nutrients because all the food that you've been eating has been stripped away of all the nutritional value. The toxins have blocked all the absorption of it anyway. So you're full of toxins, and that's increasing, and you're deficient in nutrients. The energy in your body is not flowing properly. Many of your systems are not operating at optimal levels. Now, you either notice severe symptoms or you have mild symptoms that you classify as normal. So what we can do to eradicate any and all symptoms, thus curing the disease, and B, what can we do to prevent illness or disease from starting, thus giving you a tremendous increase in energy, vitality, and dynamic, vibrant health? The first thing I would recommend is that you seek proper health care from a health care provider who does not use any drugs or surgery. And this is really important because I'm going to give you a lot of information on these tapes and in the book. But the bottom line, every single person is different. Every condition is different. And you need to have a knowledgeable person examine you and give you the appropriate care based on your particular situation. You need to have the cause of your symptoms treated and you treated as a person. You can't have your symptoms treated. You need to have the cause treated and you treated as a person. Keep in mind that all healthcare providers have different backgrounds and experiences. They all have different options about the course of action that they would take that would be best for you. It is wise, in my opinion, to get several opinions from several different healthcare providers. Now, the big question I often get is, well, how do I find a good alternative, all-natural healthcare provider? It's a very good question. Unfortunately, these healthcare practitioners can't advertise because the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is looking for people that are curing disease without drugs and surgery. And if the FDA becomes aware of these people, history shows that the FDA or the FTC will drive these healthcare practitioners out of business. A simple way to find someone good in your area is to go down to your local health food store and ask some of the people that work there for their recommendations. On my website, which is www.naturalcures.com, I have a private member area. When you join and become a private member, you can be provided with recommendations of people in your area that have excellent track records in using all natural therapies. If you go to www.naturalcures.com, you'll be able to find what other people in your area are using and what their experiences are from some natural health care providers. You'll also be able to email me any questions you have on that website. Now, generally speaking, health care providers who practice things such as homeopathy, acupuncture, chiropractic medicine, herbology, nutritional therapy, are all pretty good places to start. Now, I myself have been treated by over 200 natural healthcare providers from all around the world. Have I found one better than the other? Well, yes, but they are also, in many cases, very different in their approach. Do they all provide some benefit? I believe they do. Do some treatments and therapies work faster and more completely than others? Yes, I believe so. However, the one that works best for me, for my particular situation, may not work the best for you. Everyone's different. Every situation is different. Every condition is different. And the same treatment may have varying results with each person. You have to take responsibility for your own health. No one knows it all. No one, including the pharmaceutical industry and medical doctors, has a monopoly on the truth. So the first step, if you have an illness, or if you have a disease, or if you just want to prevent illness and disease, is to seek out alternative, all-natural healthcare providers in your area and start experiencing for yourself the benefits you can enjoy without drugs and surgery. If you choose not to seek appropriate individualized care, or even if you do, I believe that doing the following things that I'm going to talk about can potentially cure any and all disease and illness that you may currently have, provided, of course, that the condition is not past the point of no return. And that's one issue that always comes up. People always ask me, well, I've had this condition for so long, will this still work? Well, for a lot of people, you do reach the point of no return where it is so severe and so bad that no matter what anyone does at this point, it's just not going to change. It's just you've waited too long. That's why it's important to not get really sick, but to prevent disease before it occurs. By the time symptoms start coming up, folks, it's been a long, long time. Now think about that. I remember my dad, he went into, he had this heart specialist as a doctor. This guy was a heart expert, a heart specialist. My dad would see this guy every 6 months. And the guy would say, after a complete checkup, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. One day, my father can't breathe. He has pains in his chest. They bring him to the hospital, and they go, oh, my God, all of your arteries are completely blocked. You need immediate bypass surgery. I call up the doctor and go, hey, oh, excuse me. You just saw my dad 4 months ago. You said he was fine. Do you tell me 4 months ago he had no blockages in his arteries? And those developed in the last 4 months? Think about it. Those arteries didn't clog up in 4 months. They clogged up in 40 years. Slowly, over time, they began to clog up. Why wait for them to be clogged? Someone always asks me, well, what if you found out you had clogged arteries? What would you do? Well, first off, I have my arteries checked every year or two. And I see where's the blood flow. And I just monitor it. The last time I checked, is the blood flow the same? Or is it slowly beginning to get restricted? I'm going to know if my arteries are in the process of becoming clogged 30 years before they get clogged. Do you understand? Does that make sense? I check my pH levels, which I'll talk about. There's a pH test you can do. I know that if my body pH is alkaline, I can't develop cancer. It's impossible. And if it goes acid, which it does from time to time, it's normal. Then I do some things to make sure I get it back to alkaline so that cancer can't exist in the body. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So Don't wait for the symptoms to become so severe. Start doing these things now to prevent it. You'll have so much more energy. You'll look younger. You'll feel better. You'll sleep better. And you just won't get these symptoms and diseases down the track. Now, the recommendations are also, as I mentioned, the best way to slow or potentially reverse the aging process, making you look and feel younger than you have in years. I'm going to give you some specific recommendations here. Now, in general terms, the way to eradicate any and all illness and disease that you may have, prevent all illness and disease from occurring in the future, and slow down or potentially reverse the aging process, you have to do the following things. Number one, you have to eliminate the toxins that have built up in your system. You are loaded with toxins. The only question is, how much? You absolutely must get these toxins out of your body if you want to cure and prevent illness and disease. Getting the toxins out of your body can immediately increase energy, make you lose weight, eliminate depression and anxiety, and potentially reverse most illness and disease. Now, the basic cleanses that you should do are a colon cleanse, a liver cleanse, a gallbladder cleanse, a lung cleanse, a fat tissue cleanse, and a lymphatic cleanse. At my website, www.naturalcures.com, I give you my specific recommendations on how and where to do these cleanses. Now, some of you say, well, why don't you give them right here in the book? Let me just digress for a second. The federal, you think we have free speech in America, by the way. You know, there's a Bill of Rights. There's a Constitution of the United States of America and a Bill of Rights. And the First Amendment is our right to free speech. Well, unfortunately, we don't have the right to free speech. I wanted to write down these things. The Federal Trade Commission sued me. They threatened to not only take away and confiscate my books, but to destroy the books. Yeah, burn books in America. And they threatened to prosecute me if I told you specifically in this book what to do and what products I recommend. That's the Federal Trade Commission, working, in, I believe, in conjunction with the FDA, under the auspices of the politicians who are being paid by the lobbyists of the pharmaceutical industry. Folks, they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know the natural cures. But we're going to tell you anyways. And the reason you have to go to naturalcures.com is because that's a private member area where I can give you my private information. Isn't that amazing? You have to like secretly tell you off to the side. Otherwise, the Federal Trade Commission will prosecute me. Imagine I can't write what I want in this book. It's unbelievable. So you have to do those cleanses. That's ways to get the toxins out. And they're relatively simple and easy. Next, you need to clean up and repair the damaged energy field around and in your body. Next, you need to open up the energy channels in your body. Next, you have to stop or at least reduce the amount of toxins coming into your body. In today's world, it's impossible to totally eliminate putting toxins in your body, but you can dramatically reduce the amount of toxins that go into your system. Next, you need to stop, reduce, or neutralize the negative electromagnetic energy attacking your energy field and body. Next, you need to put in your body an abundance of life-giving nutrients that you are deficient in. Also, by the way, if you become a member in naturalcures.com, we're going to be flooding the politicians with mail so that these health freedom choices can be brought back and given back to us. We're going to take action. Now, don't be overwhelmed with this list of things that I'm going to recommend. I recommend you can even listen to, or if you go to the book, you can look over the list and try to do as much as you can to the degree you feel comfortable. You know, you can add one or two recommendations every week. Remember, doing even just a little bit will make a huge difference in how you feel physically. You don't have to do it all. The list is not necessarily in order of the most important to the least important. Generally speaking, yes, the things at the top are generally have a bigger effect than those that are at the bottom. But that's general because there could be something at the bottom for someone that would have a huge impact. But the recommendation close to the end of the list could be the most important and have the most profound effect. But generally speaking, based on my experience and observation, the recommendations at the top have more significant results for most people than those closer to the end. All of the recommendations can easily take an entire book to explain in detail. As a matter of fact, on each one of these recommendations are actually many books written just on that one particular subject. Now, I've read or talked to the authors of most of these books when I conducted the research. This is why I'm making the recommendations, and I've done virtually everything on this list. Many of you may be interested in learning more about a particular subject or one of the particular recommendations. I recommend that because I'm just giving you a very small synopsis here. If you go to the website, naturalcures.com, I will give you the list of books for each one of these things so you can go in and get more information on this particular subject. I encourage you to call us when you go to the website, order the books from us. And if you're interested, you can, you know, have all this information available to you. With that said, all of these things are very important and can have a dramatic impact on your health. Number one, see natural health care providers on a regular basis. When you have a car that you love and cherish, you keep it clean on the inside and out. You do not wait for the car to make funny noises or stop running. You instead bring the car in on a regular basis for maintenance. This regular maintenance is designed to prevent any problems from occurring. Your body should be treated in a similar fashion. You should be seeing various natural health care providers from a variety of disciplines, even when you don't experience symptoms. Seeing more than one is valuable so that all bases are covered. I recommend you see maybe a homeopathic doctor, a chiropractor, a herbalist. Again, I would recommend you see them on a regular basis to make sure that everything is kept up to speed. And if there's any issues, it's found out very, very early so it can be addressed before you even have any symptoms. Number two, this is a big one. Stop taking non-prescription and prescription drugs. Now, if you are taking drugs of any kind, do not do this step without consulting your physician. Remember, drugs are poisons. This includes vaccines. Although opinions vary, many experts believe that vaccines are the number one cause of deaths and disease in children. Vaccines are some of the most toxic things you can put in your body. Remember, last year, over 250,000 Americans died by taking the proper dose of a prescription or non-prescription drug. It is estimated that millions had to receive medical treatment because of the horrible side effects from taking non-prescription and prescription drugs. It is estimated that tens of millions of people will develop long-term medical conditions because they took non-prescription, over-the-counter, and prescription drugs. In my opinion, drugs should only be taken in the most severe cases. I would just stay away. Remember the old adage? Just say no to drugs. Stop being brainwashed by the pharmaceutical industry's ads. All they want to do, folks, is make money. A pharmaceutical drug company, all they want to do is sell you more drugs. They do not want to cure a disease. They do not want you to be healthy because a healthy person doesn't buy their product. They want you to be sick. They want you to be sick forever. And all they want to do is sell you more drugs. Don't be misled. Number three, energetic rebalancing. Now, frequency generators have been around for decades. Royal Rife was using frequencies in the 20s and 30s curing cancer. Today, there are several machines using frequencies to balance out a person's energy, thus eliminating the energetic frequency of the imbalance or disease. When the frequency of the disease that you have has been neutralized, the disease goes away. These machines absolutely 100% allow the body to virtually cure all disease. They are fast, painless, and inexpensive. They are also outlawed by the FDA. Surprise, surprise. Individual practitioners using these machines never publicly claim that they cure anything for fear that the FDA will prosecute these people for using an unlicensed medical device and curing people without the legally approved drugs. These machines include the Intero, Vegatest, Dermatron, and others. The most advanced technology that I know of is used by a gentleman in Southern California who treats many well-known celebrities, including myself. His technology is so advanced that no matter where you are in the world, he can have his computerized frequency machine monitoring you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constantly balancing the energetic frequencies in your body. I personally have been using this technology for the last 7 years, and I've virtually never been sick. If I do get any type of illness or sickness, it doesn't last for more than a couple hours or maybe a day and a half. When everyone around me has a serious cold, I got the sniffles for about 2 hours. When all my friends got the flu, I never experienced a single symptom. I highly recommend you read the book Sanctuary to get the full story on this revolutionary technology. Here's what others have said about the program. Dr. Wayne Dyer, best-selling author of Wisdom of the Ages, lecturer, spiritual teacher, he says, in regard to Stephen Lewis, EMC squared in the AIM program, that's what his program's called, everything is energy. Everything and everyone has a frequency. Those frequencies that are out of balance with our natural harmony can be identified and removed. I know this to be true. I've seen the sanctuary process at work. I practice it daily. My entire family participates in Stephen's program, and I've seen wonderful results. This is real. It is transforming. It is true healing, and it is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is our own personal, transcendental, and totally enlightened healer. I have found that in my higher self, and so can you. It is available now. Linda Gray, very well-known actress and goodwill ambassador on women's issues to the United Nations. I have used this technology for years. It is the most glorious gift that anyone could receive. Courtney Cox, obviously from Friends. She says, I've been fortunate enough to have participated in Stephen's energetic rebalancing for over 3 years. I don't know what I would do without it. I don't believe anyone can afford not to be part of it. So you can go to our website, naturalcures.com, or you can call 800-931-4721. If you'd like to order the book Sanctuary to get more information on this program or any of the other books that we have available, that's 800-931-4721 or go to naturalcures.com. Number four, check your body pH. Now, Dr. Mortar, good friend of mine, brilliant researcher, discovered a specific technique for testing the pH of your saliva and urine. You can do this test with a simple piece of pH paper. It takes less than 5 minutes. I do this test once a week, or do it as often as you like, or once a month, it doesn't matter. If your body pH is too acidic, you know you need to do some things to correct the out-of-balance state. If your body pH is in the proper alkaline state, you know that the chance of you getting cancer or other diseases is almost zero. This is a great way for you to see firsthand how these various techniques are benefiting you. By the way, the complete instructions on doing this pH test are available on the website, www.naturalcures.com. Number five, eat more fresh organic fruits and vegetables. Now, you don't have to be a vegetarian to be healthy. I have never seen any real convincing evidence that vegetarians are healthier or live longer than people who eat animal products. However, the healthiest people absolutely eat a large amount of fresh organic raw, which means uncooked, fruits and vegetables. If you were to do just one thing, I would tell you to eat 4 pieces of fresh, organic, raw fruit every day and 2 big raw salads full of vegetables. If you changed nothing else in your diet, but just added those 2 things, many medical conditions could disappear. Ideally, the fruits and vegetables should be organic and uncooked, but cooked non-organic fruits and vegetables are better than none at all. Number six, do a candida elimination program. If you've ever taken a single dose of antibiotics any time in your life, you have a candida yeast overgrowth in your body. This overgrowth is most common in the intestine, but can infiltrate your entire body. This overgrowth can be a cause of virtually every symptom you can imagine. Headaches, gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, nausea, allergies, asthma, fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, constipation, yeast infections, dandruff, acne, bad breath, fatigue, depression, stress, and on and on. Doing a program that eliminates the excess candida from your body is one of the backbones of good health. The most common side effect of excess candida is the inability to lose weight. People who eliminate excess candida virtually always lose massive amounts of weight without even trying. And their belly gets really flat because the candida is generally in the intestines. Candida also causes food cravings and can make you eat when you're not hungry. When candida is normalized, a person's appetite can be dramatically reduced so that you're just simply not that hungry anymore. Number 7, buy a juice machine and use it. Now, animals don't own juice machines, but animals have not loaded their body with the amount of toxins that you and I have. They use their bodies as they were designed, unlike us, and they eat raw, uncooked food full of living enzymes and packed with nutrition and life force energy. Now, our food supply today is dramatically depleted of vital vitamins and minerals. Organic produce has up to 10 times the vitamin and minerals as non-organic and has none of the poison residues of the chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and fungicides. Even so, because the soil is so depleted, organic produce still has less nutritional value than the same produce had 50 years ago. You'd have to eat 10 times the amount of produce today to come even close to the nutritional value 50 years ago. Therefore, it's absolutely impossible to get the amount of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that you need by simply eating food. And remember, because of all the drugs and toxins you've ingested, your ability to absorb these nutrients is dramatically reduced anyway. Even if you ate only raw, uncooked organic fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, your body would have major nutritional deficiencies. The absolute best way to correct this problem is to buy a good juice machine and make fresh juice using organic fruits and vegetables. Drinking 3 to 4 glasses of fresh juice gives your body a huge amount of living enzymes, as well as the vitamins and minerals your body needs in the natural state and in the exact proportion that nature intended. Number 8, do alpha biotics. Alpha biotics is a very powerful treatment that dramatically reduces stress in the entire body, makes one think clearer, and dramatically reduces muscle tension and pain. It is excellent for increasing energy flow throughout the body and keeping the body's posture correct. For more information on alpha biotics, again, go to the website naturalcures.com, and I'll show you how you can find an alpha biotics practitioner in your area. By the way, I go to alpha biotics. Ideally, I go once a week. It takes about 10 seconds to get an adjustment. It's simple, it's very inexpensive, and just the feeling is amazing. Number 9, get natural sunlight. Folks, go for a walk in the sun. Your body needs sunlight. Do not use sunglasses or sunscreens. The sun enters through the eyes and stimulates energy in the entire body. 30 minutes a day in the sun promotes incredible health benefits. Remember, it is the sun that creates growth in plants. The solar energy from the sun can be very alkalizing to the body. It reduces depression and strengthens your immune system. Don't be misled by the medical establishment. The sun is good for you and absolutely needed. Stay away from sunscreens. The sun doesn't cause skin cancer. Sunscreens do. Do a colon cleanse. For my personal recommendations on the best type of colon cleanses, go to naturalcures.com. Number 11, do a liver and gallbladder cleanse. Same thing, go to naturalcures.com and I'll give you the products that I recommend. Again, I have been forbidden by the FTC to tell you. Is this insane? Free speech? You're going to have to go to the website or go to your local health food store and say, listen, do you have a good colon cleanse? Or do you have a good liver or gallbladder cleanse? And then give you some recommendations. Number 12, don't drink tap water. All tap water is poisonous. All tap water is loaded with chlorine and chlorine byproducts. Chlorine scars your arteries, and along with hydrogenated oil and homogenized dairy products, causes heart disease. Most tap water has fluoride, which is one of the most poisonous and disease-causing agents you could put in your body. Do not drink or use tap water for any reason, except maybe washing the floor. You need to drink water, and the water must be pure. Water is instrumental, not only in flushing and nourishing the body, but also in keeping it hydrated and pH balanced. I recommend drinking a minimum of 6 large glasses of water per day. I recommend a specific water purifier that I use and a specific bottled water. Now, not all water filters and purifiers do an equally effective job. The ones you see advertised on TV, stay away from. They're scams, scams, scams. Okay? If they're advertised on television, they're scams. I'm telling you, they do nothing. They're inexpensive, and it's just crap. There are specific water filters that I recommend, and you need to go to naturalcures.com, and I'll email you, and you can get my personal recommendations on the water filters. Also, the bottled waters that I recommend. We've done a lot of research on this. I have a good friend who's called the water doctor, who's one of the foremost authorities on water in the world, and we've been studying this for years and years, so we're really, really impressed on this. There are specific water filters, even shower filters, so you don't have to shower in this water as well. 13, eat an apple a day. Remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, it's true. If you want to be healthy, organic apple, eat one a day, you'll see a huge difference. Number 14, take coral calcium. The Federal Trade Commission sued me, went to court, and forbids me to say anything about coral calcium. I can't tell you the truth about it. I can't quote Nobel Prize-winning authors about it. I can't talk about the benefits of calcium. I can't quote the New York Times. I can't quote any trade journal, any medical journal. I can't quote any books written on calcium. I can't quote any articles in newspapers about the benefits of calcium. Isn't that unbelievable? But for the truth on coral calcium, go to naturalcures.com, and I'll tell you how the FTC just went out of control. And one of the FTC individuals in open court made an absolutely insane statement, which just shows you the arrogance of the federal government, which we'll quote on the website. But take coral calcium every day. I highly recommend it. 15, take a whole food supplement. Your body right now is deficient in vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and cofactors. That is a fact. There is no way you can get all the nutrients you need by eating food. That's a myth. As I mentioned, the food has been depleted so much, even raw organic food is depleted. And no one's eating raw organic food anyway. You're eating crap in the fast food restaurants and boxes and cans, which have been even more depleted. But you'd have to eat 10, 20 times the amount of food as you are now. It'd have to be all organic, and it's still not going to be the same nutrients as you did 50 years ago. There simply is no way you're getting the nutrients you need. Having the proper amount of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and cofactors allows your body to operate as it was designed. The best way to get this needed nutrition is by making fresh juice. But I also suggest buying whole food concentrate nutritional supplements. Your product should not contain any chemical or synthetic nutrients, but only raw, organic food sources. I don't recommend taking vitamins and mineral tablets. I recommend, number one, drinking juice as the way to get the nutrients, but in a realistic world, we can't do that. So you need to go to the health food store and get a whole food supplement. Now, I take one myself. They're not individual vitamins and minerals. It's basically concentrated food, so all the nutrients are in the exact proportion that they are in nature. And I give you my recommendations on naturalcures.com. 6, buy a shower filter. You absorb more toxins by taking one shower than drinking 6 glasses of water. Your skin absorbs the water from your shower or bath. A hot shower produces steam and turns many of the chemicals in the water into poisonous gases. These gases are inhaled or absorbed through the skin. A good shower filter removes most of the toxins in the water. Use one and you'll never have a bad hair day again. Again, for my personal recommendations, go to naturalcures.com. I can't tell you the one I use. It's ridiculous, but the Federal Trade Commission has told me I can't tell you the product that I recommend and I use. 17, use magnetic finger and toe rings. These are very inexpensive and easy to use. You wear this specifically designed magnetic ring on the small finger of each hand. And if you want even more benefit, you wear something on your toes as well, on each foot. These are worn when you sleep. The health benefits of this seem to be almost unbelievable. This device appears to radically slow the aging process, and in most cases appears to reverse the aging process. People report looking and feeling younger. They report all types of amazing results, from hair growth, gray hair becoming black, pain going away, skin wrinkles vanishing, all types of diseases becoming changed. What these appear to do is help alkalize the body, but there's a lot more to it. Go to naturalcures.com and I'll give you information on where to get them. A conventional animal is slaughtered by being shot in the head with a bolt. The animal experiences incredible pain and trauma. Adrenaline, which is highly poisonous, permeates the animal's tissue. The blood, which is loaded with the toxins, also permeate the tissue. The trauma causes the energy field in and around the animal to become highly negative. The animal usually dies in its own urine and feces. An organic animal that is also kosher is killed in the most humane way possible by slicing its throat. The animal experiences no pain and is immediately drained of all its blood. Its internal organs are inspected to make sure the animal is 100% healthy, and the tissue is salted to draw out any blood and kill any bacteria. A conventional animal is usually aged, which means the animal flesh is hung in a dark room and allowed to rot. A green mold covers the rotting animal flesh. This green toxic mold is bacteria that tenderizes the meat, but also fills the meat with more toxic poisons. Organic kosher meat is never aged. Many conventional meat and poultry products are sprayed with dangerous chemicals to kill bacteria. Some are irradiated, wiping out the natural life force energy. And as evidenced by the Krillian photography, which shows the energy fields around things, it leaves the energy field around the meat highly toxic to human beings. When I learned about this, I decided to eat only kosher organic meat. So for 30 days, every day, I ate some kosher organic meat. I tried to monitor if I felt any difference. I couldn't really detect anything specific or dramatic, and I wasn't convinced that it was such a big deal. So one day, I decided to throw a barbecue and invited several friends over to my home. I went to the butcher and bought the absolute best, highest quality steaks made. Conventional Black Angus aged steaks, the best that money can buy. I cooked the steaks and served them to my guests. Each person raved about how delicious and tender the steaks were. Some said that they were the best steaks they've ever eaten. I took one bite of mine and felt a little odd. It was as if I was eating something like some bad meat. I looked around at everyone else devouring their steaks and enjoying the delicious flavor. I asked one of my friends to taste my steak. He loved it, so I took another bite. As I chewed and swallowed the meat, I began to feel funny. Perspiration started on my forehead. I got a little pale. My stomach felt a little nauseous and queasy. I excused myself. I went to the bathroom and I threw up. What had occurred was for 30 days, I ate only pure, non-toxic, undiseased meat. Eating this toxic meat for the first time in 30 days caused me to become sick. You see, I'd eaten only clean, non-toxic meat for so long, my body immediately rejected the toxins. This is why people in Mexico, for example, can drink the diseased, toxic water and show no signs of illness. But if an American drinks the same water, they probably get violently ill. Your body does create a tolerance to poisons. The bottom line, chicken, duck, lamb, beef, goat are all fine as long as they're organic and ideally kosher. It's hard to find organic kosher products in stores. And the term organic can mean all different types of things based on how lobbyists got the definition. But you're looking for an animal that roams free, eats grass, has not been given any antibiotics or growth hormone, has not been genetically modified, and is killed in the kosher way. That's really what you're looking for. Go to naturalcures.com and we'll give you some places where you can buy some of this meat if it's not available in your local area. 21. Get a magnetic mattress pad. The Earth at one time had a magnetic level called Gauss of 4.0. Today, the Earth's Gauss is 0.04. Sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad filled with magnets stimulates energy flowing through the body as nature intended. It has been said to alleviate pain, slow the aging process, increase energy, and helps alkalize the body. There are many good pads on the market. My personal recommendations that I use, and I sleep on one every single night, go to naturalcures.com. Number 22, do not drink canned or bottled juice. Why?